Here's the judicial admission of Judge Smith on 6909, admitting that she found the foreclosure invalid. And I've slowed it down so that every word can be distinguished.
Against me, because in the federal lawsuit, I am bringing the action as not only on my own behalf, but also on behalf of as a private attorney general, and I am claiming the stolen houses of thousands of people by this fictitious name, which amounts to, I believe, over 100,000 houses that they have stolen under this fictitious name. And this is the reason that you're so zealously fighting me in this matter, and trying to force me out of the house to also cause me more trauma and prevent me from their prosecution, also as a private attorney general in the federal case.
Okay, Mr. Phillips.
If you have any specific questions, I would again submit on tentative. These are issues that he's raised in prior.
Well, let me just ask you, what is your understanding of the action that is currently pending in federal district court?
As I understand it, he's alleging, among other things, the question of Wachovia's existence and its current name.
Here's the thing. Mr. Celesti, as far as this motion is concerned, obviously there was a lot of documents that were presented in connection with this motion. I'm granting the motion, and I'm granting the motion because as far as, and we're looking at a very narrow view of this, the foreclosure did occur, whether you believe it was valid or invalid, or whether you believe it's invalid, which you believe it's invalid, and we'll call it it's valid, it did occur before the bankruptcy was filed. Okay, so it's already happened. With respect to any claims that you may have regarding the validity of that foreclosure sale, it sounds as if you are actively pursuing that, and nothing that I am doing today would prevent you from continuing to pursue that. But for example, as you mentioned, you brought an action in the district court, which apparently is still pending, and that's where that ought to be pursued. And to the extent that there were actions pending in state court, that's where these issues would really need to be resolved. And those courts, whether it's state court or the federal district court, certainly have much broader jurisdiction than this court does. And some of the things that you are asserting, there may be a question about whether this court even...
I try to back up and play that piece in regular speed to see that it is actually Judge Smith who is speaking.
Any claims that you may have regarding the validity of that foreclosure?
As I understand it, he's alleging, among other things, the question of Wachovia's existence and its current name.
Okay. And, here's the thing. Mr. Celesti, as far as this motion is concerned, obviously there was a lot of documents that were presented in connection with this motion. I'm granting the motion, and I'm granting the motion because as far as, and we're looking at a very narrow view of this, the foreclosure did occur, whether you believe it was valid or invalid, or whether you believe it's invalid, which you believe is invalid, and we'll call you believe it's valid, it did occur before the bankruptcy was filed. Okay, so it's already happened. With respect to any claims that you may have regarding
the validity of that foreclosure sale, it sounds as if you are actively pursuing that, and nothing that I am doing today would prevent you from continuing to pursue that. For example, as you mentioned, you brought...
Okay, this was made with the variable speed with a Sony handheld tape recorder, pocket recorder, model number TCM200DV. Over and out.